living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So there are a lot and lots and lots of dangerous consequences of magnesium deficiency. I've talked about this on the show before. You know, out of all the minerals and vitamins that we can be deficient in, this is a big one. And we're going to talk about that on this segment here. You know, magnesium is just so important. It's especially important to your cardiovascular system. And I'm here with Dr. Dennis Goodman. He's author of Magnificent Magnesium, Your Essential Key to a Healthy Heart and More. Dr. Goodman, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thanks, Mike. Pleasure to be on.
You know, I like your book, by the way. I was able to go through a lot of it. Very easy read, so I'm going to encourage my listeners to go check it out, and we'll give them a place where they can purchase it at the end, Dr. Goodman. But
okay.
Let's start off with a very simple question, but it's an important question. Why are we so low in magnesium in this country?
So it's a great question, and you know what? I'm going to read you something. It's a quote. I'll keep it short, and it goes like this. Do you know that most of us today are suffering from certain dangerous diet deficiencies which cannot be remedied until depleted soils from which our food comes are brought into proper balance, mineral balance? The alarming fact is that the fruits, vegetables, and grains now being raised on millions of acres of land that no longer contain enough of certain minerals are starving us, no matter how much of them we eat. Now, you know what's surprising about that, Mike? That comes from the 74th Congress, Second Session, Senate, 1936. So even at that time, they realized there's a real problem in our farming and that we have deficiency of certain things in the soil, and magnesium is a major one. And it's a real shame because as the soil gets depleted, magnesium is not put back into the soil. You know, they use a lot of stuff, pesticides and things, phosphates that get in the soil, but not magnesium. And so one of the unfortunate things is you think you're getting magnesium in your diet. Even the people who try to eat a high magnesium diet, and we'll talk about what that is, the leafy green vegetables, they can be magnesium deficient because the soil's deficient.
Right. So this was back in 1936, right? So we haven't done that much as far as soil rejuvenation. I mean, I know there's been some efforts here and there, but pretty much if it was low then, what is it like now?
Exactly. I mean, the studies are looking like it's even worse. And what's sad is that we haven't been able to kind of enforce putting magnesium back into the soil, and it's really, really important. So you're going to say, well, how do we get the right, you know, right minerals? How do we get the right amount of magnesium in our vegetables if we're trying to be good and eat them? And I think that one of the stories is you do have to try as much as possible to try going organic and trying to get the farmer's market type of vegetables. And, you know, that's my suggestion. I've busy been trying to look to which areas have a higher magnesium levels in the soil, but it's difficult. It's very difficult to know. But I can tell you that what is important, at least have a bash at trying to get your magnesium levels up. I check magnesium on everybody now. And, you know, Mike, you made an important point, which is that magnesium is probably the most important of the mineral and vitamins as far as I'm concerned. You look at something like vitamin D that's become very popular. Even conventional, traditional physicians now, they're all getting a vitamin D level. But in fact, the data to support raising the vitamin D level is not nearly as good as magnesium. So I believe magnesium is going to be the next thing that we should be checking. And we can talk about this, but I think that the red blood cell magnesium is the way to check it. But first, we can talk about what happens when you're magnesium deficient.
Well, let's go back up just for a sec, though. You know, in this industry, we're bombarded with all, you know, the latest and greatest.
Exactly.
You know, let's focus on this vitamin. Let's focus on what makes magnesium so different. I mean, if it's so powerful, if raising magnesium levels can have such great benefit in the body, what's different about magnesium?
So let's just go to what does magnesium do. Magnesium is a cofactor for the conversion of ADP to ATP. As you know, that's the energy blocks of all cells. And that's why if you have reduced amounts of ATP in the cells, whatever the function of that cell is, whether it's the heart, whether it's the brain, whether it's the gut, whether it's the neurological system, the muscular system, you can't function properly. And so because of that, there are so many symptoms that are associated with magnesium deficiency, and we can talk about things like muscle aches, things like headaches, things like palpitations, GI dysmotility, having problems with constipation, etc. So one of the most important things to realize is that if you're magnesium deficient, it affects the whole body in various ways. Now, some people don't feel it, and it takes a certain maybe amount of time before you're actually going to have symptoms. But if it's left untreated, and this is what's so important, it's associated with serious diseases like heart attacks and strokes, diabetes, obesity, arthritis, problems with the immune system. And, you know, I know your show, and I really enjoy your show because you're very scientifically based. You like to talk about research and articles. And there are so many. Of course, they're all quoted in my book. But there are tons and tons of stuff in the literature about how people with the lowest magnesium levels have the highest incidence of problems. I can go through many studies with you, but if you want me to. Otherwise, we can keep it to just believing that, in fact, being magnesium deficient puts you at risk from multiple problems.
Right, so that's interesting, Dr. Goodman, because you started off by saying that whole little segment right there with, you know, magnesium deficiency can start off with these symptoms, muscle aches, headaches, back, you know, that kind of stuff, and you let into, if it's not treated, it can end up with these really deadly diseases. So here's what's interesting. How many people are going into their family practitioner today with some of those same symptoms you started that segment off with? And could it be as simple as a magnesium deficiency for so many people? I mean, how many people are coming in with just headache and the doctor can't diagnose it? Could it be magnesium deficiency?
Absolutely. I want to tell you about a patient from 2 weeks ago. 32-year-old male came in with palpitations and his blood pressure 160 over 90. And we spoke about, you know, what's going on, and we discussed all the possible causes for his palpitations, and I realized he doesn't have any significant underlying heart disease. And I said to him, you know what, I'm very big on magnesium. Let's check your magnesium level, and let's put you on some magnesium. You know that after a few weeks on magnesium, 2-3 weeks on magnesium, he came back. His blood pressure had come down to 130 over 80. He said he hasn't felt so good. His magnesium was extremely low, below 4. So he was delighted that he could actually take something that was natural, that could actually bring down his blood pressure, which is a very important point. A lot of people don't realize if you're magnesium deficient, you can actually end up with hypertension. And that's a significant risk factor for heart disease. So one of the ways that you reduce cardiovascular risk is keep your blood pressure under control. I can't tell you how many patients I'm putting on magnesium. I manage to reduce the amount of medication they need. And if their blood pressure is not that high, I manage to actually keep them away from the pills in the first place. The other thing, the point I want to make, Mark, is what happens is when you're magnesium deficient, you have more inflammation in the body. And I'm sure you know that inflammation is a major risk factor for atherosclerosis. It's probably the combination of inflammation in the vascular system plus the other risk factors like small, dense LDL particles that contribute to atherosclerosis. So magnesium deficiency has been associated with inflammation. So what's important is to realize that many people are going with so many symptoms to the doctor, and it could be as simple as magnesium deficiency.
Let's end into that mix too, because we're covering a lot of very common symptoms and why people do go to the doctor, like headache, for instance. How about the link between low magnesium and chronic stress, say like anxiety? Is there a link?
Totally. Absolutely. And you know, there's plenty
that
of
that. That was pretty simple, right?
Absolutely. I mean, what happens when you're stressed is that you actually increase your requirement for magnesium, which makes sense, right? Because as soon as you have to rev up your system, there's more adrenaline around. That means that you're going to be, when you've got adrenaline, the heart has to pump harder, it beats faster. Right. A lot of the whole system's revved up, and so you use magnesium. And so just so we can be a little practical, when you actually are very stressed, you should increase your magnesium intake.
I tell you, Dr. Goodman, hold that thought for a sec because we're going to take a break here coming up. The book is Magnificent Magnesium, Your Essential Key to a Healthy Heart and More. When we come back, we're going to talk about the benefits of taking magnesium now that we've covered the consequences. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.